Good evening, infernal beings and lost souls. Welcome to Hell's News Network, where we bring you the scorching news from the depths of hell. I'm your host, Moon, so let's get started. First up in political news, the tensions between the Abyss and the Nether Realm is reaching a boiling point. Demons and shades alike are on high alert. Rumors are swirling about a possible coup in the Abyss, led by a rogue demon named Shadowclaw. The Council of Hell is holding an emergency meeting to discuss possible sanctions. Switching gears to the environmental concerns, the ever-increasing heat and brimstone levels in Hell are causing alarm among environmental demons. Urgent calls for sustainable damnation practices are echoing through the Abyss. A group of activist imps have started a campaign called Cool Hell Down, advocating the use of renewable torture methods. Now, let's talk sports. After winning the Underworld Open, a tennis fiend known as the Racket Demon confessed to an emotional meltdown. This revelation has ignited conversations about mental health and infernal sports. A new initiative called Mind Over Flames aims to provide mental health resources to Hell's most treasured athletes. Turning to political maneuvers, Hell's president Infernus is keeping a wary eye on the newly empowered Shadow Caucus. Fearing they could destabilize the soul economy, President Infernus has proposed a soul tax, which has sparked heated debates in the legislative chambers of Hell. In the realm of entertainment, James Gool announced fresh schemes for the demonic cinematic universe, including a fiendish project titled Superfiend Legacy. The news has fans of infernal cinema buzzing with anticipation. Leaked scripts suggest the film will explore the origin story of the Superfiend, Hell's most notorious anti-hero. On the technological front, electric Hellmobiles were spotted charging amidst a snowstorm of ash in Hell's seventh sector. This has raised questions about the resilience and practicality of electric vehicles in extreme infernal conditions. A Helltech startup, Inferno Drive, is working on a new battery that can withstand Hell's harshest elements. In cultural news, the annual Hellfest musical is just around the corner. This year's lineup features the likes of the Burning Souls, Lava Lips, and the Brimstones. Tickets are selling like hotcakes, and the event promises to be a hell of a time. And finally, today's weather. Expect a high of 6,666 degrees with a chance of brimstone showers late in the evening. Meteorologists are also predicting a firenado in the seventh circle, so residents please be advised to take cover. That's all for tonight's news. Thank you for tuning in to Hell's News Network. Remember, misery loves company, so keep those tortured smiles on, folks. Good night.